Good morning and welcome back to the Morning Mindset edition of the Live, Build, Change podcast. I'm Kerry Green. I am a brother in Christ who just really cares that we all honor our Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to do whatever I can to encourage my brothers and sisters in the Lord, that is you, to live each day. I mean, let's not think too far ahead. Let's just think about one day. I want to encourage you to live each day in the fullness of what God has provided for you. And a big part of that is every morning when we wake up, getting our mind on track, because it's our mind that directs our thoughts and our actions throughout the day. And so I'm doing that by bringing these scriptures to you. So I hope that you find these helpful. I would love to hear from you the impact that these morning mindsets have had in your life. And that's not a thing to stroke my ego. It's just a thing to keep me going, honestly. When I know these are benefiting people, I'm able to find the motivation to keep going because I believe it's doing something good for people who I care about. So you can reach out to me, Kerry, C-A-R-E-Y, at livebuildchange.com. We've been looking at Philippians chapter 3, and this is the last day I'm going to look at Philippians 3 for now. We may come back to it later, but I want to look at verses 12 through 14. And Paul has been talking about the confidence he has because God has provided for him holiness, righteousness. God has made Paul righteous. That's just an amazing gift. It's true for all of us. And Paul says in verse 12, not that I've already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal. And his goal, he says, is to know Christ. He says, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Now, let's make sure we understand that. We just covered it yesterday. But Paul is saying, Jesus took hold of me so that I could know him. And so I'm pressing on to take hold of it. I'm pressing on to assure myself that I'm going to receive that because Jesus wants me to. And then he goes on and he says, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, and this is our word for today. This is what we need every single morning of our lives. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Did you hear those words? Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. There are so many of us who struggle every day because of the experiences we have had in the past. They may have been tragedies. They may have been accidents. They may have been flat out abuse at the hands of other people. And those things have shaped our thinking and our emotion and our responses to the things that happen in our lives. And Paul had his share of those things. He had been abused and tortured and beaten for his faith. There was lots of opportunity for things like bitterness and anger and resentment to well up in Paul's heart. But he says, my goal is bigger than just getting past those things. My goal is bigger than just surviving. My goal is to know Jesus Christ. And in light of that goal, I forget everything that is behind. I put it behind me, literally, and I strain toward what is ahead. And that is the promise that I will one day know Christ in the detail and depth that I want to know him. He says, I press on toward the goal. So what do you need today in order to press forward? Do you need to set some things that are behind you, truly behind you? Do you need to let them go? Do you need to give them to God once and for all and say, I'm not going to let these plague me anymore? I'm going to press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward. Jesus is with you today to enable you to do that. Take the time to do the work this morning and get your mind right to press forward today. We're going to approach something a little bit different tomorrow on the Morning Mindset edition of the Live, Build, Change podcast.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.